Now let's talk about the French writer and political theorist Montesquieu. Montesquieu was born in 1689, and his most famous work and most relevant work here, Spirit of the Laws, was published in 1748. This is a difficult book to get a handle on. It's a sprawling masterpiece, very long, about political theory and mankind's place in the cosmos and history and economics and philosophy and social mores. It's a book that many different people have read many different things into. In the United States, at least, Montesquieu is perhaps best known for having had a theory of political checks and balances, which later very much influenced the American Founding Fathers. When it comes to economics, maybe Montesquieu is most important for what's sometimes called the deux commerce thesis, and that is the notion that trade softens cultural mores, it softens politics, and it encourages world peace, that trade really transforms the entire world and how individuals deal with each other. Montesquieu is the writer who saw, sooner than any other, and perhaps more deeply than any other of his time, just how much trade and commerce were going to change the world, not only in a narrowly economic way, but in terms of the very fiber of social being. Here is one short passage from Montesquieu. Quote, "Commerce cures destructive prejudices, and it is almost a general rule that anywhere there are gentle mores, there is commerce, and that everywhere there is commerce, there are gentle mores." That said, Montesquieu also had quite a complex moral notion of commerce. He did not by any means see it as all positive, and he objected to what he called the, quote, "traffic in all human activities and all moral virtues." So Montesquieu saw commerce and trade as improving a lot of international norms and improving a lot of social practices and bringing greater tolerance, but he also thought in some ways it made individuals less hospitable to each other, more coarse, and in some ways less human. So the way I read Montesquieu is that overall he did favor this new regime of commerce. He saw that it brought great benefits. He also thought it was necessary, but there's a kind of sadness in reading Montesquieu on commerce, a sense that there's some older order of virtue that, you know, was maybe quite brutal, but now is no longer possible, and he's also mourning this world which has passed. So Montesquieu on commerce, I think, he really is a quite deep and subtle thinker. Some other economic ideas you'll find in Montesquieu. He understood a lot of the benefits of free trade. Unlike the mercantilists, he understood that money was not wealth, but rather he viewed money and wrote of money as being an abstract sign or measure of value. Montesquieu also had some early basic law and economics reasoning based on incentives. He wrote quite a bit in Spirit of the Laws about the influence of climate and geography on economic growth. This is again a popular topic today, and we discuss it in our course on development economics, the section on growth. Finally, from Montesquieu, you get some general sense, quite profound, that somehow the history of civilization has now become the history of commerce. And this again shows how much Montesquieu was intent on tying economic insights to this broader picture of the world. So what to read? Well, Spirit of the Laws is online, of course, as are many other writings of Montesquieu. They're fascinating. The Spirit of the Laws in particular, it's quite long and it's difficult to get a grip on. So I don't want to discourage you from trying to read that work, but if you're looking for something quick and dirty, maybe it's not the place to go. One place you can go is an excellent collection by Henry Clark. It's called Commerce, Culture, and Liberty, and it excerpts some of the relevant passages by Montesquieu on commerce. Also very interesting on Montesquieu and related thinkers, there's a book by Albert Hirschman called The Passions and the Interests, and Hirschman wrote a related article which is online, called Rival Interpretations of Market Society. There's a related book by Hirschman, not online, and that's called Rival Views of Market Society. So try Montesquieu himself also. The Persian Letters also is very much a fun book, very engaging. But if you're having some trouble, these are some places to go that will help make sense of Montesquieu for you and how he relates to the history of economic thought.